Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
So how often are you reflecting and assessing if your Lenten sacrifice, fast, promise to the Lord is actually generating the output that you desire? What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? Is not eating chocolate, not drinking wine, not doing whatever it is that you said you were not going to do, or is adding that thing to your Lenten walk helping you X? What is the outcome you're looking for? Some of us make this an internal walk where it's all about, Lord, I will master this body. I will stop eating or drinking or doing X, Y, or Z that I know is a problem in my life, that I know I do too often, that I may have a problem with. Maybe I'm addicted to it. And the outcome would be, hopefully, that after this walk with God, whether it be 40 days, 46 days, if you're doing it on Sundays, that it becomes part of who you are and you continue with that. And hopefully the outcome is one of two things. Number one, it brings you closer to God, brings you into a deeper, more humble relationship with the Lord. And two, helps you be a better witness and disciple to those around you so that people can see God coming through you, so that they can look at you and know that you are a Christian based on the way that you live, the way that you speak, the way that you act. So what is your outcome? Because you may want to reflect and reassess if what you are doing is actually helping you get there. So I'm trying something a little different, and my walk with God this Lenten season is extraordinary. He's showing me and teaching me about myself and my relationship with Him and my relationship with the stuff in this world in such a deep, unique way. It's so powerful that I'm changing it up. We're in our second week. We're approaching our second week. We've gone through one full week. Just because you chose something in the beginning doesn't mean you have to stick with it, especially if it's not working. Not because you're not wanting to fight through those temptations or it's too hard. That's not it. If it's not really giving you the output, the outcome that you desire, which again, hopefully, is to bring you closer to God, to rest in His strength while you have all this weakness going on, resting in His will. And then, of course, loving thy neighbor as thyself. It's those two greatest commandments, which I believe is the walk of life. It's our meaning and our purpose is to continue to walk toward God, with God, live with God every moment so that we can do number two, loving thyself, bringing God's love to the world, and living a servant leadership life. Selfless, really. Living for others before ourselves. That's the true inverted nature of what the world tells us. The world tells us we need to be all about ourselves. Me, 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 me. The more you have, the better off you'll be. Keep striving for more stuff, more money, more power, more fame, wealth, right? Not to offer ourselves to others, to be there when they need us, even when they don't need us, we're there. To love ourselves and to show those around us that, yeah, we're not perfect, but we get up and we try again to be even better every day with God. So, you know, maybe you don't, maybe you're a new listener, and if you are, welcome to the family. My two things, I decided to take away something and add something. So my sacrifice is my time and my sleep. So every morning I heard God, because he pulled me toward those two commandments. I want you closer to me. I want you to spend more time with me in prayer. So I start my day, and I've started it with an hour of holiness, an hour with God. And that is when I meditate. I do my preparation, I meditate, and then I sit with the Lord in silence. And I have been learning how the world will still be there after that hour, that I don't have to grab my phone 30 minutes in. I don't have to get this podcast done at a specific time, because that's what my listeners expect. I'll get it out when God and I are done. And that has been a beautiful experience. And I've kept to it in the morning, first thing, with the exception of one day when I had a Relevant Radio interview. And I did it later, and it wasn't right. Even this Saturday. So a day that I could actually sleep in. My husband, he got up and went into work. I could have turned around and gone back to bed. But I didn't. 5:30. I began my hour with God, just like I do during the weekdays. And it was beautiful. Beautiful. So I'm learning that this is an amazing way to start my day. And an hour is not that difficult. And I am also thanking him for the grace, because I'm able to sit there, even though I may unconsciously reach over and grab my phone, maybe my glasses, to do something. I'll immediately drop them and I'll say, thank you, Lord, because I don't feel anxious. I don't feel like I have to. It was just habit. Our bodies are habitually programmed to be doing something. So it's been a beautiful walk. And then my second one is my small acts of love, bringing God's love to the world. Every single day. And that has been wonderful, because it's been another selfless servant leadership step in my life. I could just sit here every day and do little acts of love. But God also said, I want you out there with the world, walking this walk, sharing this. Sharing your experience and sharing God's love with other people so that they know how easy it really can be to evangelize and to bring God's love to the world. Teeny tiny little things, and in some cases, you don't even say a word. So I hope that if you're not already following me on YouTube, please go out, just search Kendra Von Esch and click subscribe, click the bell, and then you will be notified of any videos that I put out there, and any other videos. They're not just the small acts of love. Anyway, assess what you're doing and make a change if you need to. So those were my two, and I'm still with them, and I'm going to stick with them through the whole time. But I added last week, I added some fasting. So for example, I only drank juice during the day, and then I would have my meal at night. And in most cases, I made it. On occasion, actually it was one day that I had an avocado and a tomato before dinner. But for the most part, I stuck with it. And I really wanted to prove that I could master this body. It did become a bit of a contest with me. Was my outcome to get closer to God? Not really. Through that, did I make that fasting meritorious? Toward the end, I did. Toward the end of the week, I started realizing, hey, I am not making these fastings sacrifices to the Lord and offering them for other people, for the ones who are lost, for reparation of sinners. So I started making it matter a little bit more. And now this week I'm switching it up. I'm like, okay, we kind of went one side with juicing and kind of no solid food and all fruit, lots of sugar. And so this week I'm starting with intermittent fasting and a little bit of keto. I don't know. I'm changing it up. I'm going to see what this does to my body during this time, right? Is this a better way to eat? I don't know, Lord, but I'm going to do it with you. And when I'm hungry and I want that sugar, I'm going to offer it up. So I'm kind of throwing some different things into the mix, but I am sticking with my two. So the question is the outcome happening with what you've chosen to do this season? And if not, perhaps it's an opportunity to evaluate and reassess, reflect with God, and make a change. Because this is nobody's walk, but yours with the Lord. And if anyone asks you, oh, have you fallen off of your, you could say, yeah, or I don't know. It's been an interesting walk. Don't even answer. It's nobody's business what you've been doing this Lent. What you've given up or not. The outcome should always be, are you getting closer to God? Meaning walking with him, meaning praying and talking to him all day and relying on his strength and not yours. And are you being more loving to yourself and others, bringing them to God through your witness? That should be the outcome. And today, go be love. The small act of love is actually a little tenderness for your literal neighbor, the person, people who live next to you in your apartment, in your neighborhood, in your farm town. Time to show some love to those who have had to put up with you living next to them for so many months, years, days, weeks, whatever it is, decades. So check that out on YouTube. And again, if any of you need assistance or help on your journey, I am here for you. Please go to my website, go to my Faith Services page, and check out the Faith Coaching. It's been more than cool to do that with so many of you from around the globe. I don't care where you're at. Australia was the latest, farthest, I believe, from where I'm at. You could be on the opposite side of the globe, and we can make this work. beautiful technology available to us. Alrighty, everyone. So go be love. Go ensure that your outcome is what you're looking for this season. Make some adjustments, but smile and love people today. Go bring Jesus to those that you encounter. I love you all, and so does he. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.